Well, weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations and individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our great community. This morning, a special conversation. WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in the area of racial equity. Glad that you are here, and I throw it to you for the introduction.
Well, good morning, Shelley, and good morning to our listeners. W.K. Kellogg Foundation is a partner and funder of our inclusion and equity focus over the past couple of years. We've branded that, and it's called Mutually Inclusive. And with that, we focus on inequities in our community, inequities in all areas of life that prevent people from achieving what everyone should be able to achieve and take advantage of opportunities. We've done that in a couple of ways. We have partnered very, very closely with a number of organizations that focus on racial equity and other inclusion and equity issues. So we've produced television and radio programs and held community events where we primarily want people to engage in dialogue. The key objective of this is to give people a voice that normally are not heard from and to focus on issues that don't get enough airtime. And as part of that, each Friday, as you know, Shelley, we have an inclusion and equity segment, and we're very, very pleased to have a Grand Valley State University senior, Juan Mascoro, and he's here to talk about DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Awesome. Hi, Juan. Ready to graduate?
Yes, I am. Next semester, I'll be done, so I'm excited.
Awesome. All right. What's your degree going to be in?
What was that?
What's your degree going to be in?
It's going to be in criminal justice with a minor in juvenile justice.
So where do you go with that? What's your what kind of career are you looking at?
I'm actually applying to graduate programs right now for student affairs, so higher education.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So we'll be calling you Dr. Juan here.
Hopefully someday,
days.
Yes.
Awesome. Where's home?
I was actually born in Tepic, Nayarit, Mexico, but I was raised in Middleville, Michigan.
Wow. And Steve, I'll throw it back to you as far as this conversation and where we go.
Well, and I think it's important just to define a couple of terms. Juan, of course, is an expert on this, but just for our listeners, because I was not familiar with exactly what the acronym stands for. So if we look at DACA, a DACA recipient, Juan is a DACA recipient, and that was a program started under the past administration in 2012, I believe.
Correct.
And so DACA, D-A-C-A, is short for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So children that were brought here, and then in 2012, this program brought here from other areas outside the United States, this program was created to provide a status for them. Now, that's part of the overall program that is referred to as Dreamers. So Juan is referred to as a Dreamer. Now, the Dreamer is the overall act, and that stands for Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors. So it does get a little bit confusing, but Juan is a DACA recipient, and no one better than Juan can describe the benefits, some of the limitations, and how he's navigated that.
All right, let's start with the benefits, friend.
Yeah, so the benefits of DACA are that I am able to get a driver's license, so I'm able to legally drive. On top of that, I get a Social Security number, so I'm able to work, attend college, get that hopefully in-state tuition as a DACA.
When did you, remind me again, you were born in Mexico.
Yes, I was born, and then when I was 6 years old, we moved to the United States, and I've been here ever since.
Middleville, Michigan.
Middleville, Michigan, yeah. I did elementary, middle, and high school at Middleville.
You must be bilingual.
Yes, I speak Spanish and English.
Where did you begin your English learning?
I began my English learning in California. So we lived there for a couple of years. And then when I was in fourth grade, we moved to Middleville.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because of your parents' choice?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, great. And let's talk a little bit more then about perhaps a limitation.
Yeah, so I remember when I was a sophomore in high school, and I tried applying to get my driver's license to take driver's ed. Mm-hmm. And they asked me for a Social Security number. So I went to my parents, and I was like, oh, where's my Social Security number? Mm-hmm. And that's when my world changed. Yes. I found out I was undocumented. I was an undocumented immigrant, mm-hmm. and I didn't have a Social Security number. And after that moment, I kind of went into a little bit of depression.
Yes.
You know, all of my high school, I didn't go to my senior prom. I didn't go to football games. I didn't really hang out with friends. I kind of secluded myself in the library and just focused on school. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew that if there was one way to persevere through life was through education. Mm-hmm. So in high school, I really, really, really focused, and I graduated with over a 4.0 GPA. Mm-hmm. So came my senior year, and I applied to multiple universities and colleges, and they were all charging me international tuition. Mm-hmm. Because I was an immigrant. On top of that, as a DACA recipient or as an undocumented youth, you don't qualify for FAFSA. So I was getting charged international tuition, and I didn't qualify for FAFSA. So how could I afford college? And so I was a senior in high school, and so I ended up deciding to go to GRCC, you know. And that was probably one of the best choices I made because I could afford that. And when I got into my freshman year of GRCC, I finally got DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And so that allowed me to be able to get multiple jobs, to save up money, and to be able to drive legally and feel safe with DACA.
One, the United States is the only country you've ever known. Correct. You consider this your home.
Correct.
You have achieved incredible you've realized incredible success scholastically, and I'm sure in other areas of your life, over a 4-point GPA. Mm-hmm. And had you been able to fill out FAFSA forms, which of course are the federal forms that the universities look at to see how much aid you qualify for, you probably would have qualified for aid.
Correct. And you know, it was bittersweet. I am going to be graduating debt-free, which is kind of rare for students to graduate with, just because I had to apply to so, so many scholarships to make sure I was able to fund college.
Question. What about, did you ever consider becoming a United States citizen?
I did, and if I could, I would have. So for an undocumented youth or even someone under DACA, you are not eligible to become a citizen. There is absolutely no pathway to citizenship. And this is something that I get asked all the time. You know, you've been here since you were 6 years old. Why can't you become a citizen? It's simply because I can't. There's no pathway to citizenship. With DACA, all I can do is work and go to school. I can't even leave the country. If I leave the country, I'm banned from the country to come back. Every 2 years, I have to pay $500 to renew my permit. My driver's license is only valid for 2 years. So there's so many different obstacles, even with having DACA, that kind of limit what I can and can't do.
As a parent of a first-time college freshman, you know, I can't tell you how, and I don't know you, but I can't tell you how impressed and proud I am of you as a fellow human being to do what you've done. If I could not have filled out FAFSA forms, if she could not have chosen from several universities, I can't imagine the depression I would have felt. Mm-hmm. So my hat's off to you, what you've been able to accomplish. What advice do you have for other students that may be in your position, that still may be in high school, a DACA recipient, thinking about college? What advice do you have for them?
I think the biggest advice that I can give someone is be positive. You know, good things will come if you believe them. I believe in self-fulfilling prophecy. If you tell yourself that good things are going to come, they will come. And I'm certain with all the pressure that we have on our congressmen that something good will come with DACA. But just stay positive.
So where are you going to be in 10 years?
In 10 years, hopefully I will be a professor. I want to hopefully get my PhD and be a professor at university, teaching about social justice or student affairs.
Awesome. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Steve, take home message?
I just want to invite all of our listeners, if you've missed any part of this or if you want to re-listen to this amazing person named Juan, to go to the WGVU radio website a little later this afternoon, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety, and that's WGVU.org, Mutually Inclusive. And you can find out also more about our project, both on the television side. We've had many, many programs, in-studio town halls, radio programs, community events, so you can find out all about it But I encourage you to go to WGBU Mutually Inclusive.
Going to the game tomorrow?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
If it doesn't rain, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Juan, for your good words. Steve Chappell, thank you very much, WGBU grant writer, this opportunity to share this segment every month. Thanks to your leadership. Take care.